And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're here with Captain Marcus Medak from the New Lowland. Oh, boy. Hang on to your hats. This is going to be one heck of a show. We've got some great fishing to tell you about here in November. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
It's Yamaha's Y-Wave for Spring Fall Sales Event from October 1st to November 26th. Take advantage of special offers on eligible new 2.5 to 300 horsepower 4-strokes and be ready to hit the water in spring. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. For a limited time only, offer ends November 26, 2019, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Network. Good times this morning, man. The fishing just, God, what do you say? Like, you don't say, hey, it's still good. Like, it's better right now than it's been all year long.
All year long.
It's crazy.
I'm in awe at Marcus's story. Literally, Marcus Medak, welcome to the studio.
Morning, buddy.
Great to have you. I mean, I'm in awe of your stories this morning. You literally just got off the boat this morning, the New Lowland, right?
We did. You know, I got to say, it's been good luck for me having this show scheduled in November. Last time I did it, we just absolutely killed them on the 60-mile bank the night or the day before the show. And this time was, it was different, but it was very, very, very good fishing that we just got back from. So,
is it so pretty cool. Better than last November?
They're certainly bigger.
They're bigger. Wow. That's insane. Well, tell us about your trip. You just came off a 2.5 day, and the results were astounding, to say the least.
Oh, it was awesome. It was really good. We had our first day, we had really good fishing right off the get-go. We were on a 2.75 day trip. We tried to get out there for the evening, but saw some fish, but they weren't biting at night. It's been tough at night this year. There's been a few fish caught, but
kind
not
of a flip-flop
much.
Flip flop of last year, almost.
Exactly. Last year, a lot of times the only way we were catching them was at night. This year, not so much. Anyway, we started out. We had some nice scratch fishing in the morning on good quality bluefin, good yellowfin action that day. They were nice bluefin. Most of them 90 to 150 pounds. I think we had a 250 pounder in the morning. Oof. And then we got on a school of yellowfin tuna, just absolutely wide open, full rack, yellowfin tuna fishing.
Biting everything?
Oh, yeah. I was trying not to catch too many because we had to save some space in our fish hold in case we got lucky on some more nice bluefin. But very, very good fishing. We pretty much caught whatever we wanted on yellowfin. And they were,
what's that grade?
Yeah, it's beautiful grade. It's like 25 to 35 pounds.
Jeez.
For the most part.
With,
you know, you get the occasional standout 40, 50-pounder. I mean, we had a couple that we got on a kite and stuff that were, you know, nice big ones. So very, very good yellowfin fishing. I think we ended up the day, you know, we had a bunch of yellowfin, and then we had 17 bluefin the first day. I think one of them was less than 100 pounds. I think we didn't weigh
one,
them up.
One was less than 100.
The rest of them were all, you know, most of, I'd say the average ones were 140 to 160 pounds.
Jeez.
We had a couple good solid cows up in the mid twos.
Now you're fishing like 700 miles south of here, right?
Yeah.
No,
we got,
you're in like one day range.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
We're fishing right here close to home. It's pretty awesome.
Unbelievable.
And then yesterday was tough in the morning, you know. The fish had been kind of moving one direction, and we were expecting it to go that direction. We woke up, we couldn't find anything, you know. But there was a lot of them around, so we figured they had to be somewhere, and the bunch of us spread out, and a couple of guys got back on the fish. We got up there in time for the afternoon, and we had, actually in the morning we had one little, it's a little bit of action on yellowfin, and then we got on one school of just absolute lunkers in the afternoon.
God, so cool.
Just a straight school of some of the biggest bluefin that I've ever seen. I mean, just monsters. We had a ton of bait on the boat still, and we had a full tank of mackerel, but some of them were starting to get a little bit funky, so we just threw a ton of them over the side, and it was
just
like
lit
bombs
them up.
Going off. I mean, we had just giants blown out all around the boat. And at first they didn't bite our kite baits or anything, and I thought, oh, man, we're not going to get in on this thing. But after a little bit, they
settled in on you.
And we got three quick bites in succession. They were all on nice heavy gear, and we were able to land all three of them. And they were all over 300 pounds. So
give us the lowdown on that picture you showed us. I think you posted it on your social media, but how big were those three?
The big one we weighed was 350 here this morning. I think it was 350.6. Don Caroy from Blackwater. Very cool. And then we had a 308 and a 314. And those other two looked small next to it. I didn't even tape them, honestly, yesterday. I was like, they look like high twos. So,
jeez,
crazy.
We didn't want to get excited unnecessarily, but we were pretty stoked here at the scale this morning.
Yeah, I would say
three over three on a two-day trip,
and a lot in the 2 and 100 pound range, right? I mean, just beyond count.
No, not beyond count.
Well,
we had
limits.
20 bluefin, but
yeah,
no, we didn't have limits.
Oh, okay.
We had 20 bluefin, but they're all very good quality bluefin, you know. I said, I think one was under 100 pounds.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, just think about just that.
Plus,
you know, years.
I mean, just awesome yellowfin tuna fishing. Just
crazy.
Great. I mean, it's some of the best fishing I've ever seen on my boat or any other boat for that matter.
I mean, think about what a big deal it was 5 years ago for when the cycle bluefin to have had a 100 pounder on a 2 day trip. Was a really big deal.
It was good.
And you had one that was under that on this trip.
Yeah.
Out of the 22 that you got. You know, that's crazy.
Yeah, 20.
20.
Don't exaggerate.
Don't exaggerate. How many anglers did you have on the boat?
We had 20.
20 anglers.
Yeah.
So it was, wow. That's a nice
night. It was pretty spectacular.
So was that a charter?
Yeah, it was. It was okay. John's charter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's, yeah, it was.
Very nice.
He did it last year. Adam ran the trip last year. They had just spectacular fishing. I think they had 22 cows on this trip, I think.
Holy,
I mean, just
mackerel.
Like I'm saying, we've had by far the best fishing in November. It's been 3 years consecutive now where we've had just unbelievably spectacular fishing in November. So,
is it going to keep rolling, Marcus?
I don't know. I hope so. I sure hope so. I don't see any reason for this fish to leave right now. I mean, the weather outlook looks good. The water is right. If we get a big winter low, who knows what's going to happen in that case. I don't see anything like that in the forecast right now. So I think until we get a real big winter storm, I think that there's going to be shots like this. That's my take on it. I can't predict the weather.
No,
but
who can?
What a trip! what a trip
it's
that
just,
is.
I mean, it's an awe.
So yeah, just
I
crazy.
Mean, either component of either day would be an unbelievable trip. You know, the quality and quantity of yellowfin fishing on its own. I mean, that is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then the bluefin fishing like that, crazy. Like, but to put those together one trip, that it's just
pretty awesome.
Shake your head, how cool that is! What a fortunate situation we are in that. You know, now we're basically at mid-November, and we're hitting the stride of the best part of the season right now.
Crazy.
Right, but, like, it's 3 years in a row now. Been how it's been. It's been a long... Seems like this time of year, for whatever reason, the fish start to get aggressive. They start to bite, We had a lot of tough fishing this summer. I mean, it was good, but you had to really work at it to catch fish. I'm sure you heard that this summer. It was, a lot of light line fishing, small hooks, and we were looking at a lot of fish, and we were catching fish, but it wasn't biting fish. They're biting now.
They're biting.
Yeah. Cool. God, that's cool.
That's such an awesome deal. So tell us about the new Loann and your operation.
Well, it's a 65... by 24 foot boat, charter boat, open party. When I took it over, it was almost exclusively open party. We do a lot of charters now, but we still do a lot of open party trips. We've started doing longer trips for the most part. We still do quite a few one-day trips in the summer, but we've kind of switched over where the bulk of our business now is day and a half to 2.5 day trips. We do a lot of day and a half open party trips. We occasionally do some longer trips, especially this time of year. We've got several open party 2 3/4 day trips. I think next year they're just going to be straight 3 day trips, so we can leave earlier in the morning. In fact, I think we're going to put another one or two on the schedule here for this year because it's spectacular fishing. And like I said, I don't see any reason for this fishing to quit. You need time for this kind of fishing to do it right. A lot of times there's bait making involved, whether it's mackerel or flying fish, and you need time for the various parts of the trip. You can't do it on a on a real short time frame. You can, but you can't do it right.
The stars have to really align.
Right.
If you got some time, you can kind of make it happen.
Your odds are better. It takes some of the luck out of the equation.
Now, is it, like you said, you found them really good in the afternoon. Has it been an afternoon bite?
No, we were just off the fish in the morning. That's
off
all.
The fish. So are they biting all day?
I mean, we had very good fishing in the morning the day before. We just, we landed right on them the day before. Yeah. We didn't land on them yesterday, so it took some time to get them relocated.
Kind of spread out. Is it a large area you're fishing?
There's... Yes and no. I mean, it looks kind of, that line of fish is pretty good size, but it's not giant. And if you're a few miles away from it, you don't see it. You gotta
be there.
You gotta get on it. And, most of the time the line of fish that we're fishing is maybe 7 or 8 miles long. But if you're a few miles east or west of them or whatever, you don't see them. You're not on them.
Interesting. Wow.
That's cool.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. And isn't it interesting, though, that the front page of Western Outdoor News features a big tuna coming over the rail of the new Loanne? How about that, huh? Yeah.
Well, relatively big. Yeah. You know, you start comparing it to, you know, to 350s and 300s like today. So.
Yeah, no
doubt. Crazy, man.
Yeah, no, this is a good issue. There's like a new Loanne taps into bluefin bonanza is the headline in Western Outdoor News.
Well, I hadn't even seen that.
That's yeah.
Cool. Great shot.
That's a lot to you, yeah. But
them.
So, with that, yeah, that means, yeah, it's good fishing. But also, remembering Richard Hightower, who Dale Hightower will be on the show with you tomorrow.
Right.
Headed for Florida on a dive trip, but bad timing for that as when the fishing's this good here. But, you know, I'm all right with it. We're going to go diving in the Florida Keys. But Dale Hightower will be here tomorrow.
I'd wait and go diving next month.
Yeah,
you should just take that and get off.
I know.
You just bail on
know,
everything
I
and just, have a week
know,
of doing this, man.
You plan these things ahead of time.
You don't look well, though. I mean, you look like you're getting the flu. Yeah, like maybe you should just cancel everything and stay here. Exactly.
Could happen. But a really nice article on remembering Richard Hightower, who we call Big Daddy, in this week's edition of Western Outdoor.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, check it out.
Well, as you can hear, we've got an awesome show coming for you today. So much to talk about, so much great information, lots of good stuff coming up. And, man, if you want to be a part of the show, we want to hear from you this morning. If you want to get a hold of us, the best way, give us a call, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. And, man, from tackle to trips to fishing to everything that's going on, today is going to be one not to miss.
Yeah, and Marcus has really given up a great prize this morning. It's going to be a one-day overnight trip next season on the new Loanne. Right, Marcus?
Awesome.
That's right.
Yeah, so next season, you know, and who knows what next season could bring, but I think it's going to be pretty good.
You know, with the fish basically starting in April last year, and, you know, we're not that far away from April right now. Like,
yeah.
It's just going to be very fun to see how things continue to unfold and the grade and the pace and the style of fishing. So, yeah, it's just it's very, very fun time. So, again, if you want to get your chance to talk to the man, Captain Marcus, and your opportunity to get to go fishing on board the new Loanne, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us this morning. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, taking your questions, lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Hookup Radio Network.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranks reels, plus Terramar and Therese rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and, of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, what a good time to be involved in fish. And, you know, that's the other thing, too. You talked about a little bit, but the weather is perfect. You know, it's great fishing.
Fine fall
fishing.
This is
so cool, man.
This is beyond
this is the time.
And if you want to get through, there actually is one line open at 833-288-0973. You're going to have a chance to go next season on an overnight trip on the new Loanne out of Point Loma Sport Fishing with Captain Marcus Medak. You know, we just heard an ad for the Islander, and they're doing great charters. We have our Islander kayak day and a half trip next June. There's only 4 spots left.
Oh, that's
great. We've had a run on it lately, and so if you're thinking about going on our Islander kayak trip next June, the Let's Talk Hookup trip, it's on our website, letstalkhookup.com. Go to the trips page. Islander Kayak, 4 spots left. They're going quick.
Yeah, sells out every year.
Jump,
this year, clearly.
Way ahead of schedule.
That's wild.
Way ahead of schedule. I mean, it's November.
Yeah.
And this trip's not until June, so it's almost full. So I just wanted to warn those people, because we have a lot of regulars.
Sure.
That, yeah, I'll go. Well, don't wait.
Yeah,
there's only 4 spots left, for sure. So jump on the website, letstalkhookup.com, and jump on the trips page. We have a lot of our trips up there for 2020. Rancho Leonero, Palmas de Cortez, trips throughout the summer, Alaska trips. I think the only trip in Alaska we have space available is our Kingfisher Charters, I think has two spots left on that, if you want to go. But trips are selling out fast. People want to go fishing. So if you want to go with us next year, jump on the website, letstalkhookup.com, on the trips page, and pick your favorite trip and come fishing with us.
Yeah, sounds good to me, man. That's awesome.
Well, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. Again, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973. Let's start it off with Carl, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. Good morning, Carl. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
So I am fairly new to tuna fishing. I've been on a few trips this season, and the last trip I was on, we had 3 fish hooked up, but the fish dove. Captain called 120 feet, fish were at 120 feet. At what point would you hook up a sinker to get your bait down to 120 feet? And how would you rig it?
Well, 120 feet is pretty shallow. Most of the time, 120 feet, you might use a small sinker. I would use a pretty small one if they're only that shallow, maybe an ounce or two. We see it a lot when we're fishing bluefin. especially when we see them down there 30, 40 fathoms, 180, 250 feet, is, especially these bigger ones, is a lot of times where we're seeing them. Sometimes even, usually not 300 feet, but sometimes. So if you're seeing them down there a couple hundred feet plus, I absolutely would do it. And I like putting them on with a rubber band. If you, it's a little hard to explain how to do it on the radio, but if you Google it, you'll see plenty of guys that do it. We just use a simple rubber band rig where there's no extra knots. I usually like a torpedo sinker.
How big?
It depends on the conditions. Anywhere from 2 ounces to 6 ounces.
Depends on the drift.
It depends on the drift. It depends what size bait you're using. Even smaller school-sized bluefin, sometimes it's real effective with lighter line. You know, if you're catching 20 to 40-pound bluefin, sometimes a deadly rig is a 1 or 2 ounce torpedo sinker 3 or 4 feet up from the hook and just drop it down. Make sure it's has to be a nose hook bait. I see this mistake a lot of times where guys use a belly hook bait with a sinker. It doesn't work. It needs to be a nose hook bait. And you need to drop it down at a measured pace. If you drop it down full speed, you end up getting a big tangle. So I like to explain it to guys that you want to cover the water column when you're using that sinker. A lot of times bluefin will see them moving up and down big parts of the water column. I drop it down slow, and then I don't just let it hang there. I wind it back up slow. It's real similar technique to mooching for salmon, where you're sort of covering the water column. And we get some people that just drop it down there to 120 feet or 150 feet or whatever and just let it hang there, and we hook some fish that way. But guys that are actively fishing their bait are doing much, much better.
Okay, that's good. That's good stuff. And you said one of the keys was dropping it down slowly so you don't get a tangle.
Exactly.
That's really important.
It's really important, and especially if you've got a big sinker. If you're using big baits, like right now, these big fish, we didn't really have anybody giving it a good, solid effort this last trip. But I think if somebody had really been trying hard fishing a mackerel with a sinker, I think they probably would have hooked some of those big bluefin. In fact, yeah. I would just about bet on it. We've had very good success doing that in the past. But it takes hooking that first one before people really start believing that it's going to work.
The beauty of that is, too, now you get to start fishing a little heavier gear. You can get a bigger hook into them. You hit them on the right tackle. It makes a whole world of difference.
Yep.
Yeah, especially if you hook that 300-pounder, right?
Don't kid.
There's a lot of them out there right now.
Where's the 400-pounder?
They're out there, too.
Yeah, did you see them?
I think so.
Yeah.
I wasn't on this last longer trip. Adam was running it, and they pulled on a fish on heavy gear for a long, long, long time. They never even got it. They got it to deep, deep color. Finally, the hook pulled. But, I mean, the 350-pounder that we got, on heavy gear like this, it usually doesn't take very long. I mean, and it was on the same rig. This one came in 15 minutes. We had a couple others. They took maybe half hour, 45 minutes. This one they were on for well over 3 hours.
Wow.
I don't think it was just a high 200-pounder or a low 300-pounder. It was a good one. We don't know. It got away. It was a big fish, though.
How many gaffs to pull that 350 over the rail?
I think we had 4.
Strong guys.
That's a big one.
Well, no. We might have had 5. I mean, we got
a lot of weight to lift over that rail.
I've been on the disabled list here pretty much all season.
Well, it's good to have you back.
Yeah, no
doubt. Thanks a lot for the call this morning, Carl.
Still, this is like reminding me of the Marcus days and the Royal Star pulling diamonds at Clarion. You know, that's what we were doing, just close to home, man. It's so cool.
Yeah, no kidding.
I love it. Well, hey, the phones are packed up. We're going to jump.
I was a lot younger then, too.
Weren't we all?
How about next up, we talk to Brian. He's calling us from Wildemar. What's up, Brian? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
The 300-pounder, but Marcus, what's the rig of choice? Rod and reel size, so on.
All right, so you're breaking up a little bit there with rod and reel choice for like catching a 300-pounder.
Well, I think he said both, you know, for his, you know, for regular gear and then also, you know.
Well, for the kite gear, we use heavy gear. You know, we use 200-pound Spectra and a 200-pound wind-on leader. And absolutely, that is the rig of choice, for sure. No doubt about it. And if you've got big baits, like if you've got some big mackerel, I don't know if I would use... I would probably use 130-pound fluorocarbon as your top shot just to improve your odds of getting a bite. But you need to have something heavy-duty.
Substantial.
Something substantial. That being said, we've caught a lot of quality fish this year on much lighter gear, you know, up, you know, the low 100-pound size bluefin. And we caught a lot of them on light gear this year. Like I was talking to the guys on a break there. It's, or actually maybe that was earlier. I think we've had a lot of small bait this year where we've had to fish a lot of more finesse tackle. So it really depends on the conditions and what kind of bait you've got. With a smaller bait that we've had, we've done a lot of fishing with 40-pound and small circle hooks, really small circle hooks, much smaller than we ever used in the past. But we're basically fishing with firecracker-sized sardines. And we've been catching some nice-sized fish on those, so you just have to be adaptable. We've been fishing anywhere from 40 on up to heavy, heavy gear if you've got the bigger baits. And certainly for the kite, you want something heavy-duty.
If you hook a, say, 100-pounder or 120-pounder on the gear you're talking about, a 40-pound two-speed outfit and, God forbid, a number two or a number four circle hook, do you have to pull on that fish any different, or do you have to realize that it's a 100-pounder and it takes you pulling really hard and hope that the gear doesn't hold? You know what I mean? Like, are you finessing it more knowing you got a small hook, or are you just hoping that the hook holds and you're treating it like you would any 100-pounder and you got to pull
hard on it? No, we're hoping that the hook holds because it you know.
You treat it like if you hooked on a big hook.
Well, maybe you're a little bit more careful, but... And you do pull hooks. We do.
Sure.
It's part of it. Using those little tiny circle hooks, sometimes you hook them just on the skin. And you're not going to get them. But you get a significant portion of them where even those little tiny ones, we've been using a lot of number four circle hooks, even some number sixes. And we've caught little tiny hooks.
Yeah.
I mean, I was really, really skeptical to begin with, but... With the bait that we've had, it's what we had to do, and it's been working. You know, it's not easy, but it has been working.
So on this trip that you just came in on this morning on the New Loan, you said the yellowfin were really biting. Okay, so what is really biting? Could you get away with 60-pound? Could you get away with a bigger hook?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so they were biting.
They were biting, and we were hardly chumming. I mean,
really? They were biting it. Anything?
Yeah, you couldn't. You couldn't bait pull them or anything. But,
but close enough. I mean, you didn't need
a small... You guys were catching plenty of fish on 60-pound, no problem.
On 60-pound. Great. And a bigger hook.
Yeah, whatever.
That's nice. That's what you want, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Brian.
All right, how about we jump back into the phones? This time, we'll talk to Jeff. Jeff's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Jeff.
I was out there on a 3-day on the Vagabond. We left on Tuesday, and we got back in yesterday, and killed them.
That's great.
We got 18 over 100, 2 over 200, and 1 over 300.
Holy mackerel.
Unbelievable.
And limited out on yellowfin on the second day.
Wow.
That's cool.
And they were all great-sized fish. The yellowfin were big. They're 25 to 50 pounds steady.
My goodness. Wow.
Yeah, it's good fishing, huh?
it was probably the best trip of the year. It really was. I mean, we drove away from fish multiple times trying to target the cows.
Wow.
Crazy. Were they biting the OCT?
I'm sorry?
Were they biting your OTC?
I got a couple. I got a couple of the yellowfin.
Is this one cool tuna?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Jeff.
Yeah. So I was pitching them, but they weren't really into the metal. They were going for the bait, you know. But yeah, you could fish them from 40-pound to 60-pound on the yellowfin, no problem. We had three guys that hooked up on some medium-sized bluefin, 60 to 80 pounders on live bait, but all of the big cows were all caught on the flyer.
Wow,
what a trip, man! That's great, Jeff.
What a great trip. Fantastic. Glad you had a good time and appreciate the report this morning. Thanks very much. That does free up 833-288-0973. You want to have a chance to talk to Marcus and have a chance to get a trip next season on the new Lowan. Marcus will take you fishing, overnight fishing. There you go, 833-288-0973.
All right, next up, let's talk to Doug. Doug's calling us from Montebello this morning. Hi, Doug. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I was wondering on these day and a half trips you guys have leftover bait. When you guys decide to pull the chute, or when you guys decide to give it to another boat, and how you know which boat's going to get the bait?
Well, if it's crummy bait, I pull the chute. But if it's good bait, we hold on to it usually.
Sure.
If it's good bait, if there's somebody that we work with and they need bait, we'll give them bait. Just because we might need a favor from them at some point. But that's pretty much it. If they're, you know, if it's one of the boats that we work with and they're in need, we'll give it to them. And if it's good bait, we're going to hold on to it. If it's not good, we're going to pull the chute.
But yeah, that's part of that captain stuff that, you know, it's always fun as a passenger. Like, all we do is hang out and go fishing and eat a cheeseburger in between, you know. But there's a lot of other stuff, you know, especially when, like you mentioned, the bait's been on the smaller side than we're used to. So if you've got a tank of bait that's, you know, maybe that week it's a half inch bigger, you want to do whatever you can to hang on to as much of that. And there's so much stuff that goes on in the wheelhouse that we just never think about. And I'm sure bait is just one of those many factors, you know, that you guys are always keeping tabs on.
We stress about bait.
Yeah, for sure.
It's everything.
and fortunately, we have the world's greatest bait company, the Everingham Brothers,
at our disposal. And, you know, I got to say, the last few years, they've done a spectacular job. Yeah. Even in the middle of summer, when it's tough, when everyone's running, they've been doing a really good job. I can't say too much. Like I said, I was on the disabled list all this last summer. But I never heard any serious complaints about it this year, and I was on the boat the entire year last year. And we had, a couple times in August, it was maybe not perfect, but we had good live bait all season long. Yep, it was never the kind of thing where I got to the bay receiver and thought, oh boy, what are we going
to
do?
And you think about the demand that
the that's what I'm trying to say.
I mean, the demand in August
a
is
unbelievable.
I mean, there's a line of 50 boats waiting for bait on the private boat side, and then
you got to think about it.
Every sport
they're
boat is
fishing.
Going.
You know, that means they have to catch.
Period.
Every day. I don't care if you're fishing for sardines or bluefin tuna. Trout, whatever, it is really, really, really hard to make a catch every single day.
Yeah,
and
no
that's
what
they have to do.
Yeah.
And those guys fish during that time of year, they fish 24 hours a day. That boat is always going and unloading and
turning back around again.
Yeah.
But fortunately, this time of the year, there's not as much demand. The bait gets to cure a little bit, so you generally
it's better.
Speaking,
yeah,
you get
it's,
better bait.
It's better. I mean, it's a lot of stress on those sardines when they're being caught and then transferred. They try to minimize it, but it's you overstress them, that's what does
but
it.
But then again, the Everingham Brothers have developed this methodology where even if it has not been in the receiver for a while, the way they transfer the bait is so good that it's better than it used to be. Yeah, indeed. So, Doug, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back in and talk to Hills. Hills is calling us from Ventura this morning. Hey, Hills, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Hills?
I want to thank you and give you a report for a trip on the Liberty that I won on the radio show. And so I went with my buddy last Saturday on the Liberty, and it's my favorite new boat. I couldn't believe how big it was. The wide hallways, four bathrooms, the big galley. And the crew was the most gracious, humble crew. Unable was running it, and we had the bait was spectacular. It was smaller, but they were all green and, you know, just so hard to catch in the handle. And anyways, we had difficult time finding the fish, and we didn't get on them till we were supposed to leave. We were pretty far away, 50 miles. And those guys stuck with it. I just have to say how generous they were. They stuck there. We got a school on the boat. We didn't even have to throw bait anymore. Good grade yellowfin. We stayed as long as we could. We got like 18 on the boat. We busted off a few. I busted off two big ones. We had to fish 25 pound, and we had to fish number two hooks. And my buddy landed a 45 pounder, and we brought it home whole. And I cut it. He let me have half of it. So
nice, nice job. All right, Hills. Cool, I'm glad you had such a great trip. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. I want to remind you that this portion of the show is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers, all at their convenient Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And spices and rubs are now available at Dana Landing Market over in Mission Bay. Like I said, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to check in with Captain Mike Pritchard of the Tribute, find out what's biting out there. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way right here on the Hookup Radio Network.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it, so I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Okay, we're here at beautiful Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska, with Mark Powers, owner and operator of the lodge, and Chris Martino, who's running the new kayak program here at Whalers Cove Lodge. Mark, tell us about this new kayak program.
Kayaking in Alaska was just a natural progression for us to move to. We've got the conventional saltwater charter fleet. We've got amazing freshwater systems and eco-tours. Kayak fishing has been something we've been watching for years. We've aligned with Hobie together a pretty amazing fleet.
Well, we've got tons of options. We've got a couple locations around the inshore area where we have kayaks staged. We've also got inflatables up in some of our freshwater systems. So we've got an opportunity to fish the lingcod, the halibut, all the five Pacific salmon species, you know, Dolly Varden and cutthroat trout.
There's a dedicated page just for the kayak program on the website, whalerscovelodge.com.
I've experienced that freshwater fishing here as well as the saltwater fishing, and I can imagine fishing from a kayak has got to be just incredible.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad Electronics, Fraser Gyro Binoculars, and Cruise with a Passion to Fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Sea Keeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations. So let's go fishing.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
This program is paid for by Let's Talk Hookup.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, as promised, we're going to find out what's going on the water. We're going live to the Tribute. Captain Mike Pritchard is on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Guys, how's it going?
Great.
Doing great. hanging out. Captain Marcus in here. We're talking about good fishing and want to hear what's going on the water.
I hope you guys didn't lose them.
You know what? No, we didn't lose them. if anything, everybody seemed to have found them this morning. It's a little crowded. No, good fishing continues. Marcus can definitely tell you guys. Yesterday we had a pretty light group, 24 anglers. We had 58 yellowfin. Majority of the fish are in probably, I'd say, the mid-20 pound range, some bigger, some smaller. We had one trophy yellowfin here this morning. It's probably in the mid-40 pound range. But very, very good fishing on quality yellowfin. We do have a handful of yellowfin and a bluefin on the boat so far this morning. And everybody, you look around, everybody in the vicinity here stopped. And there's a little bit of fish going on each boat right now. And it sounded like, kind of as the day, at least the morning progressed yesterday, we saw it. And I know Marcus did as well. It seemed to get a little bit better. So we're looking forward to the rest of our day and pretty nice conditions. A little bump, but not too shabby.
Nice. Sounds beautiful great. Weather. And November, here we are. November 9th, and it's biting.
Are you guys seeing that bluefin today?
You know what? I saw a fish boil between ourselves and the Liberty that looked like it was about 150 pounds. I don't think anybody's caught any yet. The bluefin we caught this morning is probably about 45 pounds. Not, you know, a nice big fish. But nice. As that big stuff,
they're sneaking around there
honestly,
somewhere.
The group that we have here this morning, we do have a lot of rental gear on the boats, new anglers. Like, hopefully the yellowfin starts biting a little bit before any of those big ones start biting.
Wow. All right, sounds good.
Yeah, so Mike, if somebody wants to climb aboard the Tribute out of C4 Sport Fishing, are you running some trips here this week?
We are. Our next trip will be out on Tuesday night. We have a day and a half Tuesday night. Another one day Thursday, and this fish is in one day range. And then Friday night, another day and a half. We'll continue that throughout the month of November. And as Marcus can tell you, as you guys have seen here for the last few years, November in general has been a lot better than July has. I mean, we've had people call and book charters in October and November asking what it's going to be like. And it, you know, as Marcus saw on his last trip, the fishing was so good, it was overwhelming.
This is so cool what's going on right now.
Gotta love it. Well, call C4 Sport Fishing. Get on the line. Captain Mike Pritchard calling us live from the grounds, catching fish right now aboard the Tribute. Appreciate your check there, Mike. Appreciate what you do for us, and thanks a lot for the check. Appreciate the call this morning. Look forward to the next one. All right, you too.
All right.
Hey, 833-288-0973. A line open there. You want to get through, there's your chance to get through and talk to Marcus, have a chance to win a trip on the New Loan, an overnight trip on the New Loan. A question before we move back into the phones. Mike's talking about drifting. You guys are drifting. And are you fishing a kite bait while you're drifting through those schools of yellowfin?
Yes. If we're seeing sign of bluefin, a lot of the better stops on yellowfin have actually been associated with big schools of bluefin. So
okay. Oh, really?
If I'm seeing them on the machines, we get it out there. We get a big bait out there. If it's straight yellowfin, I don't see it. We don't bother because it's
why?
Just, yeah, it's just you know,
going to chew up your valuable baits.
Well, yeah, that, and it takes two crew members out of the equation. You know, it so. It's a qualified yes.
Yes. Okay. But if you're seeing it, you put it out.
Exactly.
All right. Very good. Well, let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
All right. How about
I will say we did have we had one yesterday. I didn't get a chance to weigh it up, but it was, you know, a mid 200 pounder, 240, 250 pounds maybe. A nice one. Mm-hmm. And we had originally stopped on a school of nice bluefin. We didn't hook any. And the yellowfin got on us, and that's when it got very, very good. We had put out a kite bait, and we had it out there, but nothing going for it. And eventually the kite angler started getting a little bit anxious to get some of those yellowfin. Because we hadn't had, everyone had one on, and we hadn't had a whole lot of action yet. Sure. So I said, it's all right, we'll just put it in the rod holder here, and let it sit there on its own, and 10 minutes later, I look over, and the kite's diving towards the water, and
you're on!
That's so cool.
So sometimes you just get lucky. But yes, we have been doing both at the same time. Yeah. And after that, we started, of course, trying harder, and that particular stop, we didn't get any more big ones, but sometimes it works.
Now, like on your day on this past trip, when, you know, like you said, you had
20 bluefin, 20 big ones, not all of those are coming from the kite. What's the gear of choice for the guys that are, you know, that are just fly lining the sardine and hooking those ones, or is it flat fall, or all they are coming from the kite? I mean, how did the other ones come, if there was a difference?
We did not catch a whole lot of them on bait this time. It was a little bit tough with those yellowfin. Like, you know, it's mixed up. If you had a good bait, you get a yellowfin a lot of times. We did get a few on sardines, like on 40-pound and small circle hooks. And I know, Paul on the Shogun right next to us, he had, I think, 6 or 7 of those mid-grade bluefin all on sardines.
Mm-hmm. What's mid-grade now?
You know, like mid-100-pound. I don't know. He didn't tell me
mid-grade.
Whatever. You know, they weren't cows, but they were, you know, 100.
Okay, I'm just going on record here, okay? We're talking about 100-pound bluefin tuna. We're so spoiled now. It's like, oh, that was a good one. Well, it was only 100 pounds.
Right? Crazy. I know.
Yeah.
Anyway, and you know, good fluorocarbon is absolutely critical, but it's a little bit more finesse-type fishing. We put in a fair amount of effort also with flat falls. We didn't have any luck.
Mm-hmm.
There have been a few big ones caught here lately at night on flat falls, but just not very many. It's been, and we put in a couple hours after dark with a lot of fish around last night. We didn't have any luck. I know the Intrepid hooked a big one right next to us, got off, but there's certainly the chance of hooking a great big one on a jig at night. But most of the real big ones have been on the kite. You know, you get a big bait out there and it's on the right gear. I think there's been a fair amount of them hooked on, you know, medium-sized tackle, but your odds are just not very good.
Yeah.
If you hook one of the smaller ones, you got, hey, that being maybe a 120-pounder, you got a real good chance of getting it. In fact, one of the guys on this last trip, Dave Radomo, very, very good fisherman, but he fishes a lot of that 35-pound blackwater fluorocarbon. And last trip he was on, he had one right around 100 pounds, made it look like it was a piece of cake a few minutes. But that's challenging, but it's certainly doable.
Dave Aradomo's caught some big fish.
He has, but he's very versatile too. He's good at you know matching the right tackle size to the bait and the fish and making it all work.
It's not his first time.
It's challenging sometimes.
Well, I'll tell you what. Cass Tours report. Gassman is down at the Wahoo Rumble, so he's probably out catching Wahoo right now down
it's
in San
Wahoo
Jose.
Good Wahoo fishing down there right now. Yeah, that's good timing on
really
his part.
And they have the Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament, the one tournament's going on right now, too.
Yeah,
so lots going on down in Cabo. But this portion of the show, sponsored in part by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Complete saltwater tackle shop, full deli, Mexican California licenses, trips, six-pack charters, and when it comes to freshwater tackle, you got to go to East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait for a great day on the lake. That's Dana Landing. It's right across from SeaWorld, next to the launch ramp in Mission Bay, or East County Bait and Tackle, or ECBT as we call it, at the end of the 67 freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside. Check DanaLanding.com for more information.
All right, let's jump back into the phones. Talk to Bruce. He's calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to the show.
Hey, great show as usual.
Thank you.
Captain Marcus, did you spend some time on the Royal Star?
I did.
Oh, yeah.
That's how far back I go, so you know, I'm sorry, not dating you. my question, though, was about marking the spectra for dropping the flat falls. You recommend that?
You know, I think it's not a bad idea. Some guys do. I think it's probably a pretty good idea. It's I personally don't, but I think if you want to put the time in doing it, I think at times there's no doubt it could be valuable.
Indeed. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. How long ago was that move from the Royal Star to the New Loan?
Well, Tim and Randy actually helped me buy the boat. We were partners for the first 3 years that I had the Nilo Ann, and that was we're set to buy it. We ended up buying it right at the beginning of the year of 2004. So I was working for them.
Well, 15 years ago.
Yeah, up until the end of 2003. Yeah. Actually, I worked kind of through that half that winter. So.
Yeah. You were the guy when I my first big one I ever pulled on was on the Royal Star, and you were the guy standing right next to me to help me get
that's
that
cool.
fish. That's yeah,
and we got him.
And we got him.
Very cool.
That was a few years back. Yeah, but Marcus is an exceptional captain, exceptional person on the water, and so. Well, go fishing.
Yeah,
with
there's no doubt about it. The success of the Nilo Ann is not by accident. There's no doubt about that. Oh, hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup clooming your way, including more of your phone calls. Speaking of which, somebody at the end of the show is going to get to go fishing with Captain Marcus on the Nilo Ann. If you want to give us a call, 833-288-0973. When we come back, we're taking more calls. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. Lots more coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Hookup Radio Network.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136. Or check kingfishercharters.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Trax 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H, and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Trax 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Trax reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Trax Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun.
Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Lines. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.